Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And just the last hour, just had some great people come in. Our friend Charlie from Bristol, who just lost his wife and gave $1,000 in cash plus the gifts. I mean, it makes you want to cry. John and Allison in Simsbury, $2,000. I mean, and John Carman and his family are amazing. So it's, you know, we had at least a $10,000 day. We're up to 25K or so overall so far. And obviously we have a long way to go, but every little bit counts. And so, Charlie, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Charlie Nyberg from Bristol brought in that money. We just want to, you know, he comes in with he lost his wife just less than 3 weeks ago. So really emotional moment for us here, to be quite honest. And let's get you a quick look at the forecast for you. And again, we'll be we're not anywhere tomorrow. And on Friday, we'll be at the Homewood Suites in Glastonbury. I think we're in Avon at least twice next week, maybe three. I'm not sure what the breakdown is. I can look at the schedule, but we'll be here.
I'll say, if anyone's listening, WTIC.com/holiday.
Yeah, it gives
I
you
know
the whole
Janine
schedule.
Fights with it every year, so I just want to make sure it gets its plug. Yeah.
And we'll be doing this stuff all the way up to Christmas Eve. And if you want to really experience the Christmas spirit, come here. We're on till noon on Christmas Eve. And when HBRA, the Home Builders and Remodelers Association, comes in, it really is a party. And they close it and close it out well. And I'm always humbled by the generosity of others, especially my good friends that I've been, you know, dealing with covering Connecticut now for a couple of years. In terms of weather, it looks pretty good outside. It's definitely not cold like yesterday. And if you're going to do something outside, I suggest you do it in the early part of the day. The sun is out right now, but then clouds are going to move in. You might get a light rain. It could be some snow in the northwest hills, low to mid-40s, but 30s in the hills. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few clouds mixing in, slight chance of a flurry, temps 25 to 30. So it gets chilly again on Thursday. Friday will be in the 30s with a breeze, but dry. And it'll be in the 30s throughout the weekend, but dry. Our good buddy Michael Baldelli, it does a lot of PR and marketing, snaps a lot of photos, does a lot of production and just, you know, whatever is needed for the Salvation Army. How are you, bud?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just like, it gets like, there's such like a, I don't know what it is. It's like you hurry up and wait and then there's a rush and then it's just kind of like the last 20 minutes have been a lot. How you been? You know, from your perspective, this is a real busy time of year for you.
It is, and it seems to start earlier and earlier every year. You know, the last couple of years we start our holiday preparations, you know, in my advancement office, but for the core officers throughout the two states, Connecticut and Rhode Island, in September. And I feel like this year it was almost into August where we really start laying.
Really?
Yeah, just working on, you know, different campaigns, different events coming up during the October, November, December time of year, and just laying the groundwork for all the different you know, things that we're doing.
Now, how long have you been with the Army?
So in November, I celebrated my 10th year.
So this is my
11th Christmas. You know, we always go by Christmases, not years.
Are you, is it the same situation for you that it is for like the, you're not a major, right?
Nope, I'm just a regular old employee.
Now, so does that mean, will you get rotated in assignments too, or you're here?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here for the long haul. You know, who knows, maybe, you know, 20 years from now, you and I will be sitting down doing this same interview. I don't know.
Well, that would be great for us, to be quite honest. And what's the core like? Because you have to do multiple jobs, right? I mean, obviously, we know how lean and mean the organization has to be. But what's the scope of your responsibilities?
Oh, I always like to say I have a unique role because I get to work in the office and you know, work on the PR side, work with news and those types of things. But I also get to go out and see what the work that the Salvation Army is doing on the ground. So, and a lot of times I get to capture those stories, you know, whether it's somebody, you know, a volunteer who's working in a food pantry or, you know, maybe a donor who's been very generous and to capture their story of why they give to the Salvation Army. So I get to see both sides of it. I say sometimes in the same day, I could be at one of our shelters, seeing somebody coming in to the Salvation Army for the first time that has been living in a car. And that same day, I could be sitting down with a donor that has the capacity to give in the six figures.
Right. When you, because Reese was talking yesterday about a video about somebody who stays in the Marshall House or something. Is that something you produce?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, whether it's a video for our shelter or early learning centers, I do a lot with EDS too. So I'm always whenever I get.
What does EDS stand for?
Emergency Disaster Services.
Okay.
So my normal role is, you know, Salvation Army Public Relations Marketing Manager. But when it comes to emergency disasters, I kind of put on a different hat where I deploy as what's called a public information officer. So oftentimes in times of a disaster, I go down and I work with local media.
Like, did you go to North Carolina for that storm, or like what are some of the place that you've been?
So last October, I was in Clearwater, Florida, in the aftermath of the Hurricane Milton. And, you know, we had those two hurricanes, Milton and Helene.
Yeah.
So I was down there for two weeks. It felt like 2 months because of all the work that we did, but I was down there for 2 weeks. A team from our territory headquarters, from all across our territory here in the Eastern Territory, were sent down there for 2 weeks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
To help the folks who were impacted by those hurricanes.
Wow. And where do you stay?
Actually, it was really cool. They basically, there was no power when we got there, so it was in the parking lot, and they had staged a whole encampment, basically. So there were campers, and then there were also trailers. So I actually stayed in a 5x8 bunkhouse trailer, and it was actually really nice. It was pretty
good. 5x8, like just you?
Yeah, just me, solo.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It was nice. I had air conditioning in there. It was a nice place to go at the end of the day, because, you know, we're waking up early, and you know, by the time we're going and doing all these different things throughout the state, it was nice to have a little place to go back to. But I think at our total we had 75 people between the staff, the incident command team, which I was a part of, and the volunteers. There were about 75 of us in this little right. parking lot. Yeah.
Now, you know, we prioritize when we talk about the holiday store. We prioritize it so much of the money raised, you know, actually goes directly toward the people who need it and stays local. But that stuff comes from the national funding of the organization. And so I think it's just one of the things that people need to know, that their money goes towards that kind of stuff, too. I don't know what the breakdown of percentage is. Almost all the money stays local, but some of it has to go to that, too, I imagine.
Yeah, well, the other great thing about emergency disaster services is whenever a disaster strikes, whether it is in North Carolina or Texas or Florida or even here in our home state, 100% of the donations donated go right back to helping that disaster. So there's 100%. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing that's taken out of that. And I think that's one of the greatest things about the Salvation Army Emergency Disaster Services, is that when you do donate to a disaster, you know that all of your funds are going to help those who have been impacted.
Michael Baldelli, who, what is he, the marketing manager?
Yeah, public relations marketing manager, yeah.
For the Salvation Army, joining us here on Brian & Company. You know, so you've been doing, this is your 11th Christmas, and so you've been involved with the holiday store for all of those?
Yeah, pretty much since I started.
How has it changed?
It's grown. It's grown considerably.
What was it like 10 years? Because this is my fourth one, the third one doing it on my own. I'm a little bit competitive, so I always like to grow from year to year, which isn't always realistic, right? But it's certainly what we try to do. What was it like 10 years ago?
I think my first one, I was in my pajamas. I remember we had like a pajama party.
Well, that's kind of fun.
It was fun for sure. I think that it's one of the great things about the holiday store is in some ways it really hasn't changed. It really, to me, it's about Christmas. It's a Christmas in many ways. It's a meeting up with people you only see a couple times a year, and it's kind of like a Christmas party. And especially as we get closer, I urge anybody to come down as we get closer. The last couple days are really special, as you know, with just people coming off the street, bringing in toys, bringing in checks. You hear a lot of great stories, too. I think that's always the thing that resonates with me, people just coming off the street with awesome stories.
On the day-to-day, I got three kids, I got college to pay, and I think about all the stuff that I either don't have or need to keep. And you see somebody come in who he and his wife give $2,000 out of the kindness of their heart. It shows you what people are capable of, and it shows you a dose of humility that we can all do a little bit more and so on. So I do think it, like, selfishly, it serves me a good life lesson to be here every day.
It's humbling.
Yeah, it really is. And Michael, we appreciate the work. It's good to see you, man.
It's good
and
to see you.
Obviously,
your
smiling, friendly face for over the next 2 weeks will certainly help us out a great deal. So thank you so much.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.